A UN watchdog group released a report today on the increasing use of private military and security companies by UN agencies. The report argues that many of these private military companies have committed serious human rights abuses, killed or injured innocent people, and engaged in financial malfeasance. WBAI's Rebecca Miles files this report.
Global Policy Forum, a UN watchdog group, released a report today, Dangerous Partnership, Private Military and Security Companies and the United Nations. The 50-page report says the United Nations agencies are increasingly using private military and security companies to protect staff and worldwide operations. However, many reports from government, NGOs and the media have shown how these same contractors have committed serious human rights abuses, killed people, broken the law and engaged in financial malfeasance. The author of the report, Lou Ponjo, is Programme Coordinator at Global Policy Forum and gave a presentation today at the Church Centre for the United Nations, saying the private military industry represents $100 to $400 billion a year in revenue.
They provide services that range from what you could call strictly security, so guards, armed or unarmed, risk assessment, security training, even cash transfer, to more military services, such as troop training, aviation logistics, armored vehicles, and to services that are not directly related to security, such as demining or translation. What's interesting is that the biggest companies tend to offer all of those services, and they offer them often as a package to the military, for instance, in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I was talking about big companies because another remarkable feeling about the private military and security industry is that there is a great diversity in terms of the companies. So this ranges from small local companies based in Kenya, Morocco, Nicaragua with a few employees and local activities to companies with thousands of employees. And I think here we can mention G4S, which is the industry leader. And you might have heard of G4S because they're providing the security for the Olympics. But they're also taking on a lot of public functions within the UK. And G4S happens to be the second largest private employer in the world after Walmart. It has 650,000 employees, 25 billion in annual revenues, and it operates in 110 countries.
According to the report, the UN's use of private military services is reflected in the increase of its contracts, which rose from $44 million in 2009 to $76 million in 2010, an increase of 73% in 1 year. What's missing is the United Nations agency's lack of regulations and oversight mechanisms for these outside military contractors. The absence of these guidelines means the UN has hired companies well known for misconduct, which Ponjo argues violates the basic principles of the United Nations. One private military group, G4S, is known for its violent methods against detainees and deported asylum seekers, and for its ties to Afghan warlords and Saracen Uganda. DynCorp International is infamous for its role in a prostitution scandal involving the UN in Bosnia in the 1990s, and more recently in its participation in the US government rendition program. Increasingly, the US is becoming aware of the problem and embarking on a review. In October 2010, the Interagency Security Management Network set up a working group to look into the matter to create system-wide guidelines, such as using these services as a last resort. During question time, Ponjo took a question from a reporter from the Wall Street Journal.
So the two questions are, have there been abuses committed while under UN contract? And the second is, where do budgets for these companies come from? Often it's hired on an agency or program or department basis. So UNDP, for instance, would hire its own private security services. Department of Peacekeeping Operations, going through the UN Procurement Division, will hire its own. So that's also the problem when I talk about the lack of centralized information, is that it's kind of everyone doing their own thing in their corner. The second question, about human rights abuses committed while under UN contract. Well, that's something that definitely going on the ground would help a lot to bring out information. I mean, what we found is that what's particularly problematic is when you hire a company that has wide geographical activities. And so, you know, the staff you're using at one given moment for the UN activities might not be involved in anything, but at the same time, in another country, the same company might be involved in dubious activities. And Saracen is a good example. So Saracen, as you might have heard about it because it got a bit of press, I think last year, it was linked to Blackwater. One of their plans was to create a counter-piracy force off the coast of Somalia. Saracen has offices in Somalia, in Uganda, in Lebanon. And so the UN was using the Ugandan branch, Saracen Uganda. But at the same time as the UN was using this branch, and that was for an armed security for MONUSCO, but in Uganda. At the same time as they were using this branch, the Somali branch was being reported in a report of the monitoring group on the sanctions in Somalia as breaking the arms embargo. And basically they had been contracted by the Puntland semi-official authorities, and they were bringing armored vehicles and weapons and so on, which was in breach of the UN embargo on Somalia. So, you know, this happens at the same time. It just happens.
We rang the Secretary General's office at the United Nations today for comment. They issued the following statement. A draft policy was approved by the Interagency Security Management Network at its last meeting in June 2012. And later in the statement, regarding the larger issue on whether it's appropriate to use armed private security contractors, we believe it is appropriate that if they are used, we ensure due diligence. UN contracting policies have improved and we need to continue to improve them. The distinct differences in the ways that private security contractors go about their work also must be borne in mind. The full report is available on the Global Policy Forum website. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.